The year and date was January 2nd, 1987. And the Miami Hurricanes and the Penn State Nittany Lions met in the desert of Arizona in the Fiesta Bowl for the national championship. Both were undefeated. The Hurricanes, with their razzle-dazzle offense, just dominated their opponents. The Nittany Lions had to get it done a little more the old-fashioned way, the hard way, and they had to make some game-saving plays to get past Maryland, Notre Dame, and Pitt. The Lions were underdogs, and the Hurricanes disrespected and belittled them every chance they got. By kickoff time, the electricity in the air was like that of an August thunderstorm. And then they just let loose. The Hurricane receivers streaking down the field like lightning, and the Nittany Lion defense punishing them with thunderous hits. When the storm was over, the Lions had pulled off the miracle, and they had won 14-10. I remember this very well. I lived in the area, and I remember the Penn State team flying back to State College and landing at the airport, and there was throngs of people gathered there to greet them, and they were cheering them on. They then boarded a bus back to the stadium, and along the way, going through Toff Trees, all the people were lining up along the road, waving and shouting at each other, and as they entered the stadium in their triumphal entry, the people were there, and they were waving jerseys, and they were chanting, "We are Penn State!
We are
Penn State! We are Penn State!" Yeah, I mean, it was a great time. The people danced, the people shouted, they were hugging one another. They praised, dare I say, even worshiped these young men as the kings of college football. It was a time of joyous celebration. My friends, the day that Jesus rode in Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday was a very similar situation. Jesus had performed miracles and in the past, and rumors were being spread about what he had done. And now he had raised Lazarus from the dead, and people saw Lazarus walking around, and word about him spread like wildfire. Jesus then told his disciples, he told them, "Go into the town and get a colt that has never been ridden." And they did. And you know what? Jesus gets on this colt of this donkey that's never been ridden. He doesn't have a problem with it. It obeys everything he tells it. And this did three things. First, it showed Jesus' mastery over the animal kingdom. Second, it symbolized who Jesus was and what he was. He was a king. When a king was victorious and rode into a city, he would come in on a white stallion. But when the king was coming for peaceful reasons, he rode in on a donkey. Jesus was saying, "I am the king." And the third thing it did, it fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, the colt, the foal of a donkey." Jesus was being very purposeful in what he was doing, knowing full well the message that he was sending. He was the king. And when the people saw this, the word spread very fast. And so as the closer he gets to Jerusalem, the more and more people are joining. They're coming out of the fields, they're coming out of the little villages, and they're joining in this procession. And the larger the crowd gets, the greater the excitement. They have heard the story. Some of the people saw the miracles themselves. And now they're seeing prophecy being revealed before their very eyes. And they're saying, "Is this the Messiah, the promised one we've been waiting for?" And now he's riding into Jerusalem to establish his kingdom and rule. And they begin to shout, they begin to sing, they begin to praise him. Some breaking branches off of the palm trees and waving them in the air. And they're throwing their clothes, their cloaks on the ground in front of him. They begin singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And on one side of the road, the street, they're saying, "Hosanna!" And on the other, they're saying, "In the highest." They're saying,
"Hosanna!
In the highest." And they're waving palm branches.
"Hosanna!
Come on!
Hosanna! In the highest!
Hosanna!
In the highest!
Thank you!
Hosanna!
You're welcome. Now remember, this is all happening outside the city. And so think about what it sounded like inside the city. It starts first as a small buzz, and then it starts to become a low rumble, then a roar. And now it's obvious this is a celebratory event. And someone in the crowd runs in and tells the religious leaders what's going on, and they come out and they stand on the walls of the city, and they're looking down and they're listening. And one of them says, "What are the people saying?" And the other says, "Well, I'm not quite sure. I think they're saying, 'Messed is she, the nun, in the reigns of Horeb.' No, that's not it. No, I think west of the sea that hums the fame of George." "What? No. Stressed is the thief who runs into the edge of a sword." "Ooh, he really is stressed, but that's not what they're saying. Now listen closely. 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the..." "What? Why, that's blasphemous. Who do they think they are, and who does he think he is encouraging it?" And Jesus was. Oh, he was encouraging this. Now, this is one of the few crowds Jesus didn't try to get away from. You know, when he went to his hometown and he did a few little miracles, they got upset with him, and a crowd gathered around him, and they tried to throw him off a cliff. But Jesus left the crowd. How many times did Jesus heal somebody and they said, he told them, "Be quiet, don't tell anyone, my time has not yet come"? When Jesus fed the 5,000, verse 15 tells us in John 6 that knowing that they were going to try to force him to be their king, he left the crowd and went off to be alone in the mountains. But now Jesus is not leaving. He's not telling them to be quiet. He's smiling, he's waving, he's kissing babies, and they are loving it. They are just eating this up. Now by this time, the Pharisees are on the ground, and they're in the crowd, and they say, "Rabbi, tell them to be quiet. Stop this at once." And Jesus said, "Guys, I'm telling you the truth. If they stay quiet, the rocks themselves are going to cry out. The praise is unstoppable. The praise must be given. God created people to praise him, and if the people won't, then creation will. The rocks will cry out." But the people were, and they were singing Psalm 118. They were singing, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, O Lord, we beseech you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God, he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest." Now I want you to notice how they celebrated and worshiped God in his presence. They thought they knew why Jesus was there. They thought they knew. And they were hopping up and down, and they were dancing, and they were singing, and they were waving palm branches in the air, and they were clapping and whistling. Now think about how we typically worship God. They thought they knew why Jesus was there, but we know. We know why Jesus came. We know the outcome of all this. We know that Jesus defeated death in the grave. We know that we are forgiven. We know that through him we can have eternal life. But do we sing? Well, yeah, we do. But do we sing joyously? Do we sing with energy? Or do we just mouth the words? Do we wave our hands in the air? Do we say amen? Do we dance? No, we don't do any of that. And why? I don't know. Friends, do you know our history? We used to be known as the Shouting Methodist. There used to be the choir loft, and then there was the Amen Corner where people would say, "Amen, Hallelujah, praise the Lord," and they would raise their hands. That's who we were. What happened? At some point, someone said, "Hey, that's blasphemy. Young man, you sit on your hands. I don't want to see them until the service is over." And you keep your mouth shut. Why? And I also think it's because We're afraid of what other people are going to think about us. If we raise that hand, what are they thinking about us? But you know, the people who should have been concerned about were the people in Jerusalem that day. They should have been concerned about what the religious leaders thought, because they could have all been arrested and stoned for blasphemy. We don't have anything to be afraid of. And yet our worship is often very tame and usually not very joyous. But today, I would like to change that a little bit. My sermon today is intentionally shorter. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Wave those palm branches in the air, right? Hallelujah! Hosanna in the highest! We're going to give you a chance to celebrate and to do it right with joy. And, you know, if there's any time to worship joyfully, it's the next 2 weeks, starting today on Palm Sunday and next week when we celebrate our risen Lord. And we remember today is triumphal entry in Jerusalem, so we begin today. And so I wanted to give you time to celebrate. So for the end of this service, if you want to clap, clap. If you want to wave your hands, wave your hands. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to say amen, say amen. And that goes not just for today, folks. That's any Sunday. Don't let anybody hamper your worship the way the Spirit's leading you. You know, when David went into Jerusalem after his victory of getting the Ark of the Covenant, he danced the whole way. He took off his outer cloak. He took off his inner cloak. He was basically in his underwear. And when his wife looked down and saw him, she said, "David, get your clothes on." And he said, "Don't stifle me. I'm doing what the Spirit's leading me to do." So don't let someone else determine how you worship God. We're all friendly here. And if you raise a hand and say amen, no one's going to say anything. And if they do, well, I'll take them to the woodshed, okay? We need to be free to express ourselves and allow God, the Spirit, to work in us. So we're going to sing here, and I hope that you will join us.